弟兄姊妹们平安。我想我们都非常享受这些年轻的弟兄姊妹们他们给我们的服侍和见证。
We all enjoy the service and the testimony by the young people.
虽然他们的这个外面的身量都已经开始远远超过我们这些做老爸老妈的。
Yes, they have grown taller than us parents.
但是我们更希望他们属灵爱主的心对主的认识能够远远的超过我们、啊、
And we also hope that their spiritual status、can also surpass us
特别在这个弯曲被扭非常艰难的世代里面
Especially in this difficult and perverse generation
就像刚才诗歌说的希望神兴起一个世代是能够来往在这个地上为主做见证的
It's like the song we just sang that、we hope God will raise up a generation who will march through this earth
我想我说过这个暑假因为有三次这样子中英文联合的聚会、
We have three combined meetings this summer
那我就特别说我的主题是 TTT、啊、
So I picked my themes TTT、
为了我们教会的三个这个团契
So that represents the three fellowship, youth fellowships of church
上一个月我们讲新生命的特质
Last month we talked about the characteristics of the new life
就是我们不生命不住的更新和变化
That this life will continue to be transformed
我们讲到 transformation
We talk about transformation
有什么保罗告诉我们外体虽然毁坏但是内心却一天新似一天
Paul tells us that even though our physical body is ebbing away but yet ourOur inner man is being renewed day by day.
生命被更新和改变应该是一生的事情而且应该是每一天的事情
The process of being renewed and transformed should be a continuous throughout our lifetime.
如果我们的日子没有用来爱神得着基督生命长进弟兄姊妹我们今天就浪费了
If we did not spend our day loving the Lord and grow then we have wasted a day.
多少的日子在我们手中这么容易就过去了
Many days have slipped away through our fingers.
所以弟兄姊妹改变从自己开始 right?
Yes, to be transformed we have to start from ourselves
要天天寄望别人改变改变从自己开始
Don't keep expecting others to change start with ourselves
改变从今天开始
And start from today
改变从每一件小事情上就要开始
From every small matter in our life
改变要从心里面到达到道成肉身
We have to start from within to be a testimony of the word become flesh
不光是有心愿要改变我们要真正活出那个改变来
Not only that, we have the desire to change We have to live out this transformation
今天早晨我要讲到一个题目叫做 temptation
And this morning I want to talk about temptation
弟兄姊妹你要知道这个信息对我来说把我压得很重
You know, this message has been very heavy for me
如果我只是随便讲一篇道的话其实并不难
It's just easy for me to come up with a sermon.
因为圣经上 temptation 的教导非常清楚，你很容易讲的。
It's the Bible has clear teachings about temptation, so it's very easy to preach about.
但是为什么在我里面这么重呢
？But why they're so heavy for me?
因为我自己知道，我们每一个人都曾经是 temptation 底下的失败者。
Because I know that every one of us have been victims and failures under temptation.
这一个世代的 temptation 试探简直是。多到强到让我们都已经不知道怎么去面对它了。
And then there's so many and so powerful temptations in this world to a point that we don't know how to deal and face them.
这种的试探是一个世代比一个世代更为强烈。
And the temptations are being more and more powerful from generation to generation.
在试探面前的失败和跌倒是越来越全面，越来越深入。
And the failures have become deeper and more complete and throughout.
所以这个信息不光只是为了 youth, 为了年轻人。
So this message is not only for the young people.
为着每一个人，尤其也是为着我自己。
For everyone and also for myself.
弟兄姊妹，在这样子的一个世代的里面，我们没有一个人可以说我在所有的试探面前我能够站得住。
In this age, no one can claim that I.Will be able to stand before all temptations.
但是我们每一个人一生之久都要面对试探在我们身上想要破坏的这个动机和目的啊。
But throughout our lifetime, we will face temptation which try to destroy us.
我们要面对它的挑战，面对它的破坏，甚至面对它的淘汰。
We will have to face the challenges and the destruction and even the elimination that caused by.
所以我想我开始的时候我们只读两段圣经就好哈其他的我想我们在纲要上都有
We will read on two passages
雅各书新约雅各书
James, the book of James
请翻到第一章
Chapter 1
12节
Verse 12
一直到15节
Through 15
我们可以中英文同时读没有关系哈 忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后必得生命的冠冕，这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。人被试探，不可说我是被神试探，因为神不能被恶试探，他也不试探人。但个人被试探，乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来，罪既长成，就生出死来。好，那这是关于试探非常重要的一段经文。
This is a very important passage about temptation.
我甚至希望我们所有在座的人都把它背起来。
I hope that we will memorize it.
然后我们读哥林多前书第十章。
Then let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
这是我们今天背诵的经文是13节，但是我们从12节读起。
Verse 13 is our memory verse, and we will start with verse 12.
所以自己以为站得稳的需要谨慎，免得跌倒。你们所遇见的试探无非是人所能受的，神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。好，我们的经文就读到这。
So this concludes our scripture reading.
今天我讲到第二个 T。
So this is the second T of the series.
讲到新生命所面对的考验。
The testing of the new life.
弟兄姊妹，这个考验包括了 temptation 试探和试炼啊，我应该写试炼的。
And the testing includes temptation and trials.
Temptation 和 trial 都可以说成是神对我们的 test， 神对我们的考验或试验。
So temptations and trials are tests.Of God,
但是两个有一个很重要的不同。
But they are very different.
一个源头是从撒旦来的。
Because one is originated from Satan.
因为圣经上说神从来不试探人。
Because the Bible says God never tested and never tempted man. 所以试探
是从撒旦来的。
So temptation comes from Satan.
而另外一方面
，And on the other hand,
这个试探的目的是要叫我们犯罪，叫我们远离神。偏离神的旨意。
And the purpose of temptation is to draw us from God's will and to sin and to fall.
而试炼
and trials
常常是为了 要让我们的生命能够更纯净，我们更成熟，跟神的关系更真实。
Oftentimes, trials are to purify ourselves so that we can become more mature and our relationship with God will be more real.
因为时间的关系，我今天只能集中在试探上讲。
But today I will only focus on temptation.
我希望所有的年轻的孩子们，你们都能够专心听哈。
And I hope young people will pay attention, please.
因为你们面临的试探其实远远超过我们那个时代。
Because the temptation that you face will be much more stronger and powerful than what we face.
如果你从来没有碰过试探，你从来在试探上不会跌倒，那你不需要听这个信息。
If you will never face temptation and you will never fall, then you don't have to listen to this message.
但是你们都在逐渐成长的里面，你知道试探一直涌现在你的周围。
But while you are growing up, you know that temptations are appearing all around you.
所以我很希望我们能够一起来专心听。
So let's all focus.
那我从三个点来讲。
I will talk about it from three points.
为了大家容易记，我用三个很简单的点哈。第一个是 what， 什么叫试探
？First of all, what is temptation？
第二个 why。试探来的目的到底是什么
？Second, why? What's the purpose of temptation?
第三个，我从 how 就是我们如何能够胜过试探。
And then how do we overcome temptation?
弟兄姊妹，圣经上讲到试探。
The Bible talks about temptation.
说试探来是因为人的私欲这个被牵引诱惑。
It says each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed.
试探其实是常常仇敌使用的一个工具。
So temptation is actually a tool that the enemy uses.
但是我们接不接受它，就决定了我们会不会犯罪。
And it's up to us to accept it or not, and then we'll decide whether we will sin or not.
试探本身可能是中性的。
Temptation by itself could be neutral.
但是当私欲发动的时候，一结合，它就生出罪来。
But then when the desire is being stirred up.And then they combine together and will give birth to sin.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要每一个人为自己的试探负100%完全的责任。
Therefore, we have to be 100% responsible for the temptations that we face.
所以当亚当在那里怪神说，都是你给我创造的这个女人叫我吃这个苹果的，叫我吃这个分别善恶树的果子。
When Adam blamed on the woman that God gave him for eating the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil.
但是 夏娃不是塞到他嘴巴给他吃的，对不对？
But make note that Eve did not force him to eat.
是他自己拣选他要吃的。
He made a choice to eat it.
所以呀，夏娃就怪蛇。
And then Eve blamed on the snake.
都是你所创造的蛇来诱惑我们。
It's all because the snake that God created, he tempted us.
弟兄姊妹，试探可以发生在我们周围。
Yes, temptations happen around us.
它永远发生在我们周围。
They will always appear around us.
你不可能阻止试探不临到你的。
You cannot stop temptation from coming to your life.
但是人会不会受试探，人会不会降服试探，这是我们的责任。
But it is up to us whether we will yield to temptation.
所以试探出现不是罪。
So when temptation happens, it is not a sin.
降服试探才是罪。
But by yielding to the temptation, that is sin.
马丁路德都讲说，你不能够阻止鸟从你头上飞过去。
Like Martin Luther says, you cannot stop the birds from flying over your head.
但是你却可以阻止它在你的头上筑窝。
But you can stop the birds from making a nest on your head.
我们中国话说一个巴掌拍不响，你这样拍拍不响的，对不对？
The Chinese saying says that it takes two hands to clap.
除非你会 Chinese 功夫掌风出来哈。
Unless you know Chinese 功夫 martial art, and then you can.
不然的话，你一个巴掌拍不响的。
Otherwise, takes two hands to clap.
试探来生不出罪的。
When temptation comes along, it's just like one hand; it cannot make a clap.
当我的私欲被牵引诱惑的时候，就生出罪来了。
But when my desires are stirred up and being drawn.And then that gives birth to sin.
所以为什么我的私欲会跟它结合呢？这个私欲是从我里面出来的，我要负完全的责任。
Why would my desire respond to the temptation? And that is something I have to be responsible for.
特别我刚才说过，有很多的东西，世界上的东西，在对我们来说，其实它本身是中性的。
As I said, many things in this world are actually neutral.
就像有一个人讲，有一个先生在那里抱怨，他说：“你看我太太昨天不小心一个小虫子掉到他眼睛了。”
Like a husband was saying that a little worm dropped into the eyes of his wife.
那害我花了几十块美金去帮他把他那个虫拿出来。
So I have to spend a lot of money to get rid of the worms.
那他另外一个朋友在旁边说：“哎呀，你那个还算什么？”
And then his friend says, "Oh, that's nothing."
他说有一件皮大衣掉进我太太的眼睛里面，我花了$3,000.
There's a mink coat that fell into the eyes of my wife.That I had to spend $3,000 to get it.
皮大衣挂在那里，那么多人走过去，那为什么不掉到别人眼睛呢？
There are lots of mink coats. Why is that it only falls into the eyes of my wife?
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是我们的责任啊。
So that is our responsibility.
而试探来
，When temptations come,
圣经上讲的这么清楚啊。
The Bible clearly says,
他说神不被恶试探。
God will not be tempted by evil.
神也从来不试探人。
And God does not tempt man.
所以试探的出发那个源头是恶的。
So the temptation is originated from evil.
他为的是要叫人。的私欲能够响应
，in order to get the man's desire to respond to it，
他来 tempt 你，就是他来刺激你的私欲。
It comes to tempt you to excite you，
而让你犯罪
，so that you will fall in sin。
那这是试探整个的目的啊。
So that is the purpose of temptation。
所以弟兄姊妹，这是仇敌来的，叫我们高抬自己的需要。注重自己的需要，然后也违反神的律法来满足自己的需要，以至于我们犯罪了。
So the enemy comes to let us to guide us to focus on our needs and elevate our needs so that we will gratify our needs and sin.
那有一些祝福不是神不给我们。
Sometimes God does not just withhold the blessing.
当我们不照着神的方法，不在神的时间，我们提早的，我们违反神的来享用，就造成了罪。
But if we do not wait for God's timing and we enjoy the blessing ahead of time, and that could be a sin.
例如说你很想要一个 iPod.
For example, if you want an iPod, very bad,
但是你没有钱
but you don't have money.
所以你用偷的
and then you steal it.
你用不正常的方法为了满足你现在的需要和欲望
You satisfy your own desires with illegal means.
男女没有结婚，但是却先享受了性生活，这是违反了神的时间。
When a man and woman do not wait for marriage and then they have sex they have sex, and that violates God's timing.
所以试探的目的到底是什么？
So what is the purpose of temptation?
从消极方面来说，
passively,
撒旦的目的是要借着试探来破坏我们这个人。
Satan wants to use temptation to destroy us.
他要让我们从神的旨意中滑出去。
So that we will fall away from God's will.
但是我们感谢神啊。
Praise the Lord.
其实在雅各书里面也告诉我们，试探其实有它积极的一面。
That in the book of James,God shows us that there's a positive purpose for temptation.
他说到那些忍受试探的人，
It says those who endure temptation.
当他们经过试验之后，
When they have been tested and been approved,
他必得着生命的冠冕，
They will receive the crown of life.
他说这是主应许给那些爱他的人，
Which the Lord has promised to those who love him.
所以你知道，如果我们从正面的角度来看这件事情，
So positively, if you look at it,
试探是提供一个机会啊。
Temptation it provides a chance.
一个提供一个我们爱神、讨神喜悦的机会。
It provides us a chance to please God, to love God.
它提供一个机会。
It gives us a chance.
让我们的生命可以成长。
That our life may grow from it.
让我们那个美好的性格能够被塑造。
And that beautiful characters can be shaped.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，试探在我们的面前。
So when temptations come to us,
它必须经过我们的选择 ，yes or no.
That we can make a choice, yes or no.
接受或不接受。
We can accept it or no.
接受，我们就犯罪。
If we take it, then we sin.
当我们选择拒绝。
But if we choose to reject it.
弟兄姊妹，我们在主的面前得生命。
Then we will receive life before the Lord.
我们得着神的喜悦。
And we will please God.
我们那个纯净的性格、成熟的生命和深的智慧就在这里成长。
And our life will be purified, and we will grow and receive wisdom.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们希望我们也能够从正面的角度来看事。
So I hope that we will view temptation from this positive point of view.
既然试探是免不了的。
Yes, temptations are inevitable.
既然试探是天天有的。
And it happens daily.
我们怎么样子把试探从危机化成祝福？
So how can we turn temptations from crisis to blessing?
当试探临到我们的时候，
When temptation comes to us,
我们里面能够靠着主的恩典有一个对的选择。
Through God's grace, let's make a right choice.
每一次一个对的选择。
Every time we make a right choice,
一定带进我们生命的。
It will help our life to grow.
带进我们生命和智慧的成熟。
And we will grow in stature and wisdom.
带进我们在神面前的喜悦和祝福。
And we will, our God's favor on us will increase.
所以我们不要逃，不要用一种无可奈何，觉得我不可能胜过试探的。
So let's not have this powerless attitude, thinking I will never overcome temptation.
马丁路德，对不起，我今天正好两个quote都是用他。
Once again, Martin Luther.
马丁路德曾经讲过，他说有三件事情塑造出一个好的领袖。
There's three things will shape good characters of a leader.
讲到祷告
，prayer，
你跟神的关系
，that increase that.And enhance your relationship with God.
第二个讲到主的话。
And then God's words.
也主的话能够塑造出一个好的领袖来。
God's words can shape a good leader.
第三件事情。
Third.
他居然讲试探。
The temptation.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
这是一个认识神的人讲出来的。我们会想说试探怎么会塑造出一个好的领袖呢？
This is from a godly man who knows God. We will think, how can a temptation shape good leaders?
不是被试探。一直打倒的人是一个好领袖哈。
We're not saying that a person keep beating up by the temptation or fail is a good leader.
他在试探上不住的成长，抓住这个机会。
But he would seize the opportunity and continue to grow and rise up through temptation.
让他的生命被神纯净啊。
And then his life will be purified by God.
所以在积极上面，主说要忍受试探的人，经过了试探以后，要得到生命的冠冕。
So positively, God says, "Blesses the man who endures temptation." For when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life.
我想我现在来到我今天最重要的部分了哈。
And then it comes to the most important part of my message.
因为我相信我们在座的人绝大部分人都知道试探是干嘛，而且我们自己跟试探的关系是什么。
Most of us know what temptations are and what does that have to do with us.
我们目前在试探面前，我们这个人的情形是怎样？我们相信我们都知道的。
I'm sure we all know our condition before temptation.
但我现在要来到一个很重要的问题。
And now it's the most important question.
既然试探不能逃避。
Yes, we cannot escape temptation.
既然试探天天都在我们旁边。
And it happens around us every day.
那我们要如何胜过试探？
How do we overcome temptation?
弟兄姊妹，圣经上真是把这个提供试探的路摆在我们的面前。
The Bible has given us way, have shown us ways to escape temptation.
那我们刚才讲过，一个巴掌拍不响，对不对？
As I said, it takes two hands to clap.
所以我们 如何胜过试探，就从两方面着手。
So we have to work from both sides in order to overcome temptation.
有外在环境试探的这个面对哈，去解决它。
And then we have to deal with it outwardly in our circumstances.
有我们里面私欲的问题，好属灵生命的问题，我们去面对它。
And we also have to deal with the lust and desires within.
哦，让这个试探飞过来的时候。
So when temptations fly over.
啊，我们的私欲不会迎上去它。
That our desires will not respond to it.
你看我们今天多少时候
oftentimes
百战百败
we fail after every
attempt 因为百战百败跟百败百战是不一样的
There's a difference between failure after every attempt
例如说有一百个试探发生在你的周围
Say like 100 temptations happen around you
你曾经失败过十个
And then you failed 10 times
但是你每一次失败你从来不 give up 你重新靠着主悔改重新起来
But you never give up after failures You repent and rise up again by God's grace
你靠着主的恩典再去过得胜的生活
And by God's grace you live victorious life once again
你得胜了好几次以后不小心又一次跌倒了
And after several victories And then all of a sudden you fell again
仇敌可能控告你说算了吧你看你这个人怎么配
The enemy might accuse you says Forget about it You're not worthy
仇敌可能会告诉你说哎呀你放弃吧你那个欲望那么强你怎么胜得过
The enemy might try to tempt you saying that forget about it your desire is so strong there's no way you can ever overcome it
但是你仍然靠着主你又再站起来、啊、
but then by God's grace you stand up again
这叫做百败百战
that is to attempt after fail
从不放弃 never give up
never give up
那什么叫百战百败、啊、
then what is failure after every battle
只要每一次试探来我一定输
If we fail after every battle,
每一次撒旦来，我一定跟他迎合。
And I always respond to Satan's temptation.
每一次试探来，我一定 surrender.
And I always surrender before temptation.
弟兄姊妹，我们一定要脱离这样子的情形。
We have to depart from such condition.
好，让我们能够靠着主起来，勇敢地面对我们的试探。
So that boldly we rise up and face our temptation.
试探是太严肃的一件事情了，弟兄姊妹。
This is a very serious matter.
它可以大大大大的破坏、摧毁我们的生命。
It can greatly destroy our life.
它可以大大的破坏、摧毁我们的家庭。
And destroy our families.
它可以大大的破坏我们这一生活着的目的和价值
and destroy the values and the meaning of our life
我真的是从心里面呼求弟兄姊妹年轻的年长的不管你是在什么年纪我们都要起来勇敢地面对我们的试探
from my heart I cry out to everyone please rise up and face boldly the temptation
要认真要严肃地来面对我们的试探
face them seriously and solemnly
弟兄姊妹 你常常会觉得像我们这样听到常常不能专心
Sometimes we just cannot focus when listening to a message.
对属灵的事情没有兴趣。
And we're not interested in spiritual matters.
长期的或是习以为常的活在软弱和失败中。
Or for a prolonged period of time, live in weakness.
我们整个的生活围绕着自我中心。
And then our life attitude is very self-centered.
你不要以为这是这个世代的模式，或是我为什么会这个样子。
Please do not think that this is just the norm of this generation.
原谅我说，我刚才所讲的这些现象根本都是撒旦的战果，你知道吗
？So do you know that all these scenarios are the victories of Satan?
他 generation after generation 在你我不知道的里面，他一直渗透，一直破坏，一直在这里 disable 神儿女们属灵的生命。
From generation to generation, he permeates into the lives of children of God and to try to destroy their life.
年轻人
，young people.
中年人
and middle age
年长人
seniors
你都会发现我们现在的注意力不能集中的
you will find that our it's hard to focus our attention
不要说讲台不能集中
not saying that you cannot pay attention
不要说读经你不能专心
or you cannot pay attention and focus when you read the Bible
上课都不能专心
you cannot even pay attention and focus
跟人 conversation 都不能专心了
or even when you are engaged in a conversation
你只有在那些最 tempt 你的事情上你非常的受吸引
but yet you are attracted only to those that tempt you
看不该看的电影
When you watch the movies,
做不该做的事，你就发现你整个心被他抓住了。
Or when you do something that you're not supposed to, you feel that they get all of your attention.
弟兄姊妹，注意力不能集中。
When we cannot focus our attention,
对属灵的事没有兴趣,
and we're not interested in spiritual things,
长期或是习以为常地活在软弱和失败中,
or for a prolonged period of time, live in failure or weakness.
整个生活围绕着自己的需要, 自我中心, 弟兄姊妹, 这是这个世代非常可怕的一个现象。
Or we live with a self-centered life, and that is a very terrible scenario of this generation.
我们需要起来面对它的。
We need to rise up and face it.
那圣经上告诉我们怎么胜过试探。
And Bible tells us how to face temptation.
我在你点赞的提了五件事情呢。
Five things I listed here.
我每一件事情大概只有不到三四分钟可以讲。
And I'll spend about 3 minutes on each one.
第一个
，First，
要警醒。
Be watchful.
彼得前书告诉我们
，First Peter tells us，
我们的仇敌
，That our enemy，
好像吼叫的狮子
，It's like roaring lion，
遍地游行。
Walking around,
寻找可以吞吃的人
seeking whom he may devour.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不警醒
if we are not watchful,
我们一定被吞吃的
we will be devoured.
我们要在主的面前怎么样子警醒呢
But how to be watchful?
就是你第一个，你不要生活太松散了
First of all, do not live a very casual and loose life.
生活要有界限。
You have to set boundaries in your life.
如果在我们的生活里面你不设下界限的话
If we do not set boundaries in our life,
你一定跟罗德一样逐渐挪移帐篷直到所多玛
We'll be like Lot to gradually move our tent until we move to Sodom.
男女谈恋爱
And then when a man and wife and a man and woman in love,
如果你不设立界限
If we do not set healthy boundaries,
你一定很容易跨过界限你犯罪的
It's very easy to cross the boundary and commit sin
我在网络在 email 里面也收到到外地聚会也有人提问题的时候就说那男女交往可以亲热到什么程度啊
So I often get questions when I visit other churches So how intimate can a woman and a man be
我们的 young people 你们对这个问题有兴趣的人请举手好吧
please, young people please raise your hand if you're interested in this topic
有一次我在一个地方讲到我就讲我说现在的这些人对你讲立位记没兴趣对讲什么没兴趣可是当你一讲到说男女亲热可以到什么程度的时候他们可能都很有兴趣我就看底下年轻人全部抬头
I have noticed that when I visit other churches that when I talk about the book of Leviticus or other Bible books they're not interested but when I talk about dating boundaries they pay attention
弟兄姊妹我们没有界限的话你一定跨过界限
If we do not set boundaries then we're most likely cross the boundary
我从来没有回答过他们但是为了我们自己的子弟兵好我很简短的讲三件事情就好
So I'll tell you three simple things
第一件事情
First
所有圣经上禁止犯道德罪的我们决定不可以做
We should not commit any moral sins listed in the Bible
第二件事情
Second
你先假设你现在的这个另外一半不管是男朋友女朋友他将来不是你的先生或太太
You have to first make the assumption that your current girlfriend or boyfriend will not be your spouse in the future
将来你要结婚的时候
And when you are getting married in the future,
你不希望你的另外一半曾经跟别人发生过怎样亲密的情形。
If you do not hope, you do not wish that your future spouse to commit anything with other people.
就请你现在懂得节制，靠主节制。
Then now, by God's grace, refrain yourself from doing such things.
你不能说这个结婚的时候跟先生说，你从前有没有跟其他女孩握过手？
When you get married, you probably.
你那样生气的问你的先生到底有没有跟人家握过手啊
？When you get married, you can accuse, you can angrily ask your husband, "Have you ever held hands with?"
而你自己婚前一天到晚跟在别人面前投怀送抱的哈，乱亲热。
Okay, you cannot be mad at your husband for holding other girls' hands before. If you always hug other men.
同样的，在中国古代的那些男人也都是非常可怕的。他们太太就是要他完全守身如玉，但是自己在外面拈花问柳。
In the ancient Chinese culture, men are very selfish. They demand that their wives be pure, and when they get married, but yet they can do anything outside.
稍微退一步想一下将来你的另外一半跟你的关系。
But step back and think about your relationship with your future spouse.
第三件事情。
The third thing.
圣经上告诉我们，不管做什么事情，哥罗西书三章十六节，要让基督的平安在我们心里做主。英文叫做裁判，做裁判。
Colossians, the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 16 says, whatever you do, let the peace of Christ reign in you, or be the judge.
过头了, 主一定会在你里面有不安的。
If you overdo it, the Holy Spirit will tell you.
学习不要解释, 赶快顺服。
Please try not to justify, but obey immediately.
吴老牧师曾经讲过一句话,
Pastor Wolfgang said once,
他说什么时候你在为 自己找理由的时候，找借口。
Whenever you're trying to find an excuse to justify for yourself,
我们就是在给魔鬼留地步。
We're giving ground to the devil.
所以当基督在我们里面不安的时候，学习顺服，就停在这里了。
When the Holy Spirit gives a feeling of unrest, try to obey and stop here.
所以弟兄姊妹，生活不要松散，没有界限，你一定会犯出很多的罪的。
Do not let your life be so loose that you will casually sin.
不要太自信。
And don't be too confident.
保罗说自以为站立得稳，反而要小心，因为那是你自己以为你站得稳。
Paul says, if you think you are standing firm, be careful because that's what you think.
哎，我自己的经历也好，也听过很多人的见证也好，就是原来自己以为绝对不可能会那样子的，结果自己居然犯错了。
I have seen many testimonies, even myself, that sometimes we're overconfident, thinking we'll never do such things, and we end up doing them.
第三件。
Third, when you overcome, please do not be proud and thinking that you're over this.
路加福音4章13节, 当撒旦试探完主耶稣的时候,
in Luke chapter 4 verse 13, it says, when the devil finished tempting Jesus,
他说魔鬼就暂时离开耶稣,
the Bible says he departed from Jesus until an opportune time.
他这次输你,
it says, okay, this time I lost.
他 never give up.
But the devil never gives up.
他还会回来的,
he will come back again.
他还会回来的,
he will come back again.
他败十次他都会回来的,
and after 10 failures, he will still come back.
千万不要以为说自己得胜了没问题, 这个点我没问题。
Don't ever think that I have overcome this and I'm over it.
要小心啊,
be careful.
第四件事情,
fourth,
我们永远不存着侥幸或拖延的心态啊,
we never push our luck or try to delay it.
当我们落入试探的时候，要尽快回头。
When we are in temptation, depart from it and turn around right away.
不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的神。
Please do not deceive yourself. God cannot be mocked.
不要以为自己犯的罪，隐藏的罪是不会被显露的。
Don't think that the sins that you committed will never be revealed.
它会被显露的。
It will be revealed.
我们这两天教会正好上个礼拜读箴言第六章，下个礼拜读七章，弟兄姊妹，这对我们都是很重要的提醒。
Our small groups are reading Proverbs 6 last week and this week Proverbs 7, and these are all very precious reminders.
他说谁能够衣服里面揣着火而不被烧着呢?
It says, is there any man who holds the fire in his lap and not being burned?
谁能够脚走在炭火上面而不被烫到呢?
Or stepping on fire and not being burned?
他不仅仅讲到这个隐藏的事情早晚会暴露出来。
It says the hidden things will sooner or later be revealed.
他也说到这个试探一定给我们带来严重的伤害。
It says temptations will for sure bring us harm.
他一定会烧起来的。
It will burn up.
他一定会伤你、伤家、伤教会、伤神的。
It will harm you, your family, your church, and God.
所以不要存侥幸的心说, 哎呀, 现在没有人知道。
And don't push your luck, thinking no one will know.
弟兄姊妹要尽早在主面前谦卑悔改, 回到神的面前。
Repent as soon as possible and return back to God.
仇敌永远在我们犯罪, 在试探中的时候, 他淡化他可能的结果。
The enemy always make it so light, the consequence of sin.
或是让我们能够去 justify 我们自己的作为。
Or he will give us excuses to justify our
doing. 给我们一个侥幸的心, 觉得我的事情别人不会知道。
And or have a desire to push our luck, thinking no one will find out.
弟兄姊妹, 我们要在主面前要警醒。
We have to be watchful before God.
第二件事情要逃避。
And we have to flee.
弟兄姊妹, 保罗劝提摩太说, 你要逃避少年人的私欲。
Paul exhorts Timothy, says, flee also youthful lust.
要逃。
Flee.
连保罗这么属灵的人都懂得逃。
Even a spiritual giant like Paul says, flee.
所以有一些的私欲临到我们的时候,
when the lust happens,
弟兄姊妹, 我们要在主的面前要学会逃。
We need to learn to flee.
你逃避试探,
flee from temptation.
比你挣脱试探, 从试探的捆绑中挣扎逃出来,
it's compared to struggling out of temptation.
或是要胜过试探容易得多,
Okay, so it's much easier to flee from temptation than after you fall into temptation and try to get yourself out of it.
你想想看，一只狼在房间里面。
Imagine a wolf inside the room.
啊，或是一个坏人在让他进了房间以后。
Or a bad guy in your room.
跟这个狼或是这个坏人还在门外被关在门外，你说哪一个容易？
Or if the wolf is locked outside of the room, which one is easier?
所以每一次我们多跨一步的时候，我们可能要至少花十倍、百倍的代价，要能够再回到从前，甚至回不到从前。
So every time we make a step into temptation, we probably have to pay 10 times or 100 times more cost and effort to get ourselves out of it completely.
所以要学习逃避。
So let's learn to flee.
以前我们都说不可以引狼入室。
We often say don't invite the wolf into your room.
你看看今天任何家里面只要有电脑，其实豺狼虎豹都已经住在你的家里面。
But nowadays, anyone who has a computer is actually inviting the wolves in the room already.
不管大人，不管孩子。
Adults or children.
那是一个 open world.
It is an open world.
它完全展开在你的面前。
Totally open before your eyes.
它主动送东西到你的面前。
And it will actively send stuff to your eyes.
弟兄姊妹，我们要逃避啊。
We have to flee.
很多的环境是我们需要逃避的。
Many circumstances we have to run away from.
你连一次都不让它发生。
Don't even get into it, not even once.
有任何事情晚上跑到你电子邮件来。
If there's an email,
你连一次都不要看。
Don't even open it once.
弟兄姊妹，你只要做了一次。
If you do it once,
它就在你身上产生扣住的力量。
It has a power over you.
你宁可逃避它。
Run away from it.
多少人吸毒？
Many people are in drugs.
多少人被赌场捆绑？
Or they're gambling.
我在20年前的时候，就有一个老姊妹哭着半夜跑到我们家里面来。
20 years ago, once a senior sister came to our house weeping.
她求求我们去救救她的孩子。
They asked us, she asked us to save her son.
就在我们身后，所以我想你们也都知道，那里有一个赌场，我现在不要告诉你们，
There's a casino right here in San Jose.
我半夜12点钟进去把那个人拉出来。
So I went to the casino at midnight and dragged that person out.
进到那个房间。整个房间都是白茫茫的，都是烟啊！
I went into the casino room. Was full of smoke.
每一个人的眼睛都在牌桌上面。
And everyone's eyes were on the table.
弟兄姊妹，人一进去就出不来了。
When they get into it, they could not get out.
逃避，弟兄姊妹，逃避不是懦夫啊。
Flee, it's not a coward.
连保罗都教导我们要逃避。
Even Paul tells us to flee.
很多的人你需要逃避。
And many people you have to flee.
很多的谈话你要逃避。
Many conversations you have to flee.
很多的享受你要逃避。
Many enjoyments you have to flee from.
尤其是试探，直接你知道那是一个明显的试探。
Especially if you know it's a clear temptation.
第三件事情。
Third.
要站住
to stand firm.
雅各书第四章第七节讲到说务要抵挡魔鬼。
James chapter 4 verse 6 and 7 says resist the devil.
他说魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。
And the devil will flee from you.
我考考你们年轻人哈。
I'll give you a quiz.
刚才我念的这节圣经说务要抵挡魔鬼。
It says resist the devil.
魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。
And the devil will flee away from you.
那请问这个于叔叔，你为什么要写成要忍受，不写要抵挡
？But then, why, Pastor Yu, that you put persevere instead of resist?
Joseph. What is this?Are you awake? Let Jesus help you resist. Okay. 还有没有人有别的答案? Anyone? 男女老幼都可以。Grace, 为什么我写用站住，不要写用抵挡？请注意圣经上讲说务要抵挡魔鬼。
Please pay attention. The Bible says resist the devil.
然后魔鬼就必离开我们逃跑。
The devil will flee from us.
圣经上从来没有讲说务要抵挡试探。
But the Bible never says resist the temptation.
圣经上从来没有讲说务要抵挡你的私欲。
The Bible never says resist your lust and desires.
试探和私欲，你越抵挡它，越强烈在你的里面。
The more you resist temptation or lust, the stronger they become.
你的脑筋一直想说，我不可以去看那些淫乱的照片，我不可以去做这件事，我不可以吸毒。你一直在那里想，我不可以，我不要再去吸毒，我绝对不能吸毒。
If your mind keeps thinking, I will not take the drugs, I will not look at the pornography, the more you think about it, the stronger desire they become.
他已经帮我翻译了，他就有更强的力量来抓住你。
Okay, your desires become stronger.
你先讲，我来翻译。
Sorry.
弟兄姊妹，你发现了没有？我相信我们的经历会告诉我们的。
Our experiences tell us.
你越要压制你的脾气，越要压制你的欲望，越要压制这个试探，你发现它在你里面越 active.
The more we try to resist and suppress our desires, the more activated they become.
神永远是叫我们抵挡魔鬼，而不是抵挡这个东西啊。
God always wants us to resist the devil, but not those things.
好，所以圣经上也这个要克服私欲是不舒服的啊。对不起，是我在现在在讲站住。那讲到站住
，So we have to stand firm.
以弗所书第四章二十七节讲到不要给魔鬼留地步。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 27 says, "Do not give ground to the devil."
就是你一点都不留给他。
Do not give any ground to the devil.
你为自己找借口的时候
，When you try to find excuse for yourself.
哎，你说我现在太累了，只是休息一下。
Says I'm too tired. I'm just taking a rest.
你说哎呀，你说我是青少年的辅导，我要去了解一下他们受到的试探是什么，第一手有一个体会。
He says, "Oh, I'm the counselor of the youth group. I have to know what kind of temptation the youth are facing, so I have to experience it firsthand."
当你在这里一直为自己找借口的时候，你已经给魔鬼留地步。
When you try to find excuses for yourself, you are giving ground to the devil.
因为我们常常有机会到各地去服事哈。
I often have chances to visit other churches and other places.
所以现在有这种网络色情捆绑的人越来越多。
Now more and more people are being bound by internet pornography.
所以会后也有勇气来找我们的人也越来越多。
So more and more people now have the courage to ask.To seek for help after meeting.
心里面非常痛苦
Because they are so painful.
他知道不该
Because they know they ought not to do.
但是他没办法不做
But they cannot help it.
他也知道他做了很多犯罪的事情了
And they know they have committed many sins.
不光只是看，他们甚至犯罪了，他们里面很痛苦的
Not only that, they look at it, they even commit sin, and it's so painful.
到最后，不要说不能服事了
So not only that, they cannot serve at church anymore.
他们连来教会都不想来了
They don't even want to come to church.
所以弟兄姊妹非常可怕的
It's very terrible.
都是因为我们步步让步
It's all because we keep yielding our ground.
你每让一步仇敌一定马上 take over.
Every time we yield a little bit, then the enemy will take hold of us.
我很感谢主有一次有一个弟兄跟我讲
Once a brother tells us.
我不讲他是哪里的
I won't tell you where he is from.
他讲到他这个难处
He tells us about his difficulty.
他问我该怎么办
And then he asks us what to do.
那个时候他一个人住
And he was living alone.
我就告诉他
And I told him,
我说弟兄
brother,
如果网络对你是这样子的捆绑
if internet is such a temptation for you,
我说在我们里面的力量已经被建立够强可以胜过它之前
before our inner strength can be built up to overcome it,
不要给魔鬼留任何的地步
don't give the devil any ground,
我说你回到家
go home,
你就把你的网络 internet service 撤掉
cancel your internet service,
你只有电脑做你必须要做的事情，但是绝对不上网。
Just use your computer for your work, but don't get on the internet.
多少人立志说我不去看
？Many people they resolve not to look at internet pornography.
但是只要 internet 在，他早晚被拉回去。
But as long as there's internet service, they sooner or later they will be dragged into it again.
我说你真的想要脱离吗
？Do you want to be delivered from it?
我说撤掉你的 internet。
Cancel your internet service.
他说：“那我怎么跟人家联络？我们 email 电子这个什么都要联络。”
Then how can I communicate with others then?
我说：“你就告诉别人说，我这一段的时间，我用电话跟你们联络，我不用电脑。”
Just tell all your friends that during this period of time, I will communicate you through telephone.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？当有一次我们又回到那边去服事的时候
，And then after we went back to that area to serve.
隔了两年
，After 2 years.
我自己实在缺少信心哈，我鼓足勇气问他，我说弟兄，你现在那个当初跟我讲的问题怎么样
？So I boldly asked this brother. So how are you now?
我才晓得他这两年里面，从他听到我话回家以后，他就撤掉 internet， 现在已经两年没有上网。
I was glad to hear that for 2 years he had not gotten on.
好，弟兄姊妹，我非常感动。
I was very touched.
一个单身的弟兄。
he is a single man.
他自己知道他的 weak point， 他知道他的弱点。
He knows his weak point.
他知道他胜不过去。
He knows that he cannot overcome.
他愿意听见所有主的话，他就愿意照着去做。
But yet, when he hearing God's word, he was willing to obey it.
弟兄姊妹要逃避。
Flee.
要站住。
Stand firm.
然后要勇敢地抵挡他。
And resist.
你永远不要把借口丢给别人。
Do not blame on others.
这是我们自己的问题。
It is our own problem.
要诚实认真地去面对它。
Face it honestly.
你说，哎呀，那我有这个问题，我不能跟我爸爸说把 internet 拿掉。
And then you may think, oh, I have this problem, but I don't want to tell my dad to cancel the internet service.
我想为着我们年轻人保护他们。
In order to protect young people.
我今天对大人、年轻人一起讲。
Now I'm speaking to the young and the adults.
我巴不得家里面有年轻孩子的父母。
And then also to the teenager parents.
你跟家里面的孩子立一个条约。
To have an agreement with your children.
所有的电脑拿到公共 open 的地方来使用。
To use your computer in a public area in your house.
那如果他真的需要在他自己的房间读书。
If your child needs to study in his or her own room.
一定要有一个原则，门是开的。
And then have a rule that open door.
电脑的荧幕是向着外面的。
And the screen of the monitor.Facing the door.
如果孩子不能答应你，
if your child would not agree to it,
你宁可狠下心让自己不方便，把家里的 internet 撤掉。
Then I'd rather that you suffer the inconvenience and cancel the internet service.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是不晓得魔鬼的诡计。
Because we are aware of the enemy's scheme.
他太可怕了。
He's very terrible.
他无孔不入。
And he will permeate anywhere.
他随时随地都在破坏。
And then he's trying to destroy everywhere.
我希望有更多的人像这个弟兄一样那样刚强的起来，拒绝，不给魔鬼留地。
I hope that more people will be like this brother to stand up firmly to resist.
第四件事情要忍受。
The fourth thing to persevere.
弟兄姊妹，试探来不舒服。
It is uncomfortable when temptation comes.
你要抵挡魔鬼，拒绝试探是不容易。
To reject temptation, resist the devil is not easy.
你千万不要说主啊，我试过要去胜过试探，是你自己不给我力量，因为我太不舒服了。
Don't ever say that, Lord. I try to overcome temptation, but you never give me the power or strength.
我就是忍不住嘛。
Then I just cannot help it.
弟兄姊妹，忍受试探一定要付代价的。
Yes, we have to pay a price when we endure.
他一定是不舒服的。
It is uncomfortable indeed.
你不信，你回家试试看。
If you don't believe it, try it.
如果你现在这些事情你没犯罪，但是你试试看，你只要克制我。人的欲望都是不容易的事。
Just try it. Anytime we try to suppress our desires, it's not comfortable.
你看禁食就已经很多人不舒服了。
When we fast, it's uncomfortable.
一个礼拜不看电视，哇，很多人也受不了了。
We fast from TV for a week, it's very uncomfortable.
一个月不上网，哇，那简直活不下去了。
To fast from internet for a month, we can barely live.
你更不要说如果有毒瘾、有色情的瘾，哦，弟兄姊妹，那个人真的是不舒服。
Let alone if we have addictions in drugs or alcohol or pornography.
但是主要帮助我们的。
But the Lord wants to help us.
所以忍受是必然的，哈，不舒服是必然的。
When we persevere, we will be uncomfortable.
但是另外一方面，我们却希望用积极的态度来忍受它。
But yet we want to endure with a very positive attitude.
刚才因为我们说过，试探有它积极的意义，就是让我们在主的面前讨神喜悦。生命成长，性格被塑立。
Because just as we said, there's a positive purpose for temptation, so that we can be purified, we can please God, and we can grow mature.
那个让我们在主的面前，甚至为了爱主而来忍受这些。
That let's endure and persevere for our love for God.
为着爱人，我们来忍受。
And then for our God, for our love for people, let's endure.
最后讲到要靠主。
Lastly, I said to trust in the Lord.
并不是它最不重要。
It's not the least important.
它是最重要的。
It's just the most important.
但是前面是我们这个人该有的预备。
But the four things above are the things that we have to be responsible to prepare.
该有的态度。
Those are the attitudes we should have.
鱼饵永远吸引人的。
The bait are always appealing and attractive.
你里面的需要可能也是很大的。
And then your inner desires may be very great.
但是你要记得那个鱼饵里面的那个钩子，那个致命的钩子也是真的。
But please remember the hook inside the bait is very fatal too.
它最终要把我们带到死地的。
At the end, it will lead us to death.
所以我们要来靠着主来到施恩的宝座前，得到随时的帮助。
So we have to, by God's grace, come to the throne of grace to receive.Mercy and grace to help in our time of need.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主圣经上说过，他也曾经凡事受过试探。
The Bible says our Lord has been tested in every way.
所以他体恤我们。
so he can sympathize with
us. 他能够赐下应时的帮助给我们。
And he will give us help in time of our need.
尤其圣经上告诉我们。
And the Bible also tells us.
所有我们所受的试探。
All the temptations that we go through.
无非是人所能受的。
They are common to man.
神是信实的，必不叫我们受试探过于我们所能受的。
And God is faithful; He will not allow us to be tempted beyond what we can bear.
而且在我们受试探的时候，要给我们开一条出路，叫我们可以忍受得住。
And when we are being tempted, He will provide a way out so that we will be able to bear it.
所以你要知道，你我的试探。
So the temptations that we face.
第一个。
First.
被神过滤过的。
Has been filtered by God.
因为保罗说，凡你们所遇见的试探，没有神过滤过，他不会临到你的。
Because Paul says, without God's filtering, no temptation will come to us.
第二个
，Second，
我们一定可以胜过的。
We will for sure overcome it. We will be able to.
那不是只是要讲说我们没有理由，没有推诿啊。
We're not just saying that we are without excuse.
而更是要给我们信心，知道是我们一定可以胜过的。
God is trying to give us faith.To know that we will be able to overcome it.
第三个
Third,
神说要在试探中给我们开一条出路。
God will prepare a way out for us during temptation.
弟兄姊妹，这条得着恩典、得着能力、能够过得胜生活的路
，The way to receive grace and power to live a victorious life
是要你我自己走出来的。
It's a way that we have to.Walk through and find it.
当你真走出来的时候
，When you make it through,
什么时候试探来，弟兄姊妹，我们知道我们的出路在哪里。
That then when we find a way, then we know when temptation comes, we know where the way out.
我们甚至可以把这个路跟别人分享。
And we can share with others the way.
能够帮助别人从里面走得出来。
And we'll help others to come out of it.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
这个马丁路德讲试探像飞鸟一样。
Martin Luther says temptations are like flying birds.
我没有他那么伟大，我讲试探像蚊子好了哈。
Maybe for me it's like mosquitoes.
蚊子在你旁边，你可以让它不要来咬你。
So mosquitoes flying around, you can stop it from biting you.
如果你在睡着的时候，它不小心来了。
But when you are asleep and it comes.
在你的生活中设下一些防线嘛。
You can set some protections around you.
不要让在你沉睡 不知不觉中你被 attack.
So that you will not be attacked while you're sleeping.
而当你醒着的时候
And when you're awake.
我相信蚊子咬了
And then when mosquito bites you.
你应该尽早打死它，对不对？
You will kill it immediately.
没有人说，哎呀，等你咬够，你吃饱了没有？吃饱了没有？
No one will ask, are you done? Are you full now?
哎呀，不小心被你咬了，认了，你快点吃，赶快走。
And you will not say, hurry up and leave.
弟兄姊妹啊，什么时候发现，什么时候赶掉它。
Whenever you find it, then get rid of it.
什么时候发现它，靠主抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。
Whenever you find it, by God's grace, resist the devil and he will flee from you.
责任在我们。
It's our responsibility.
所以弟兄姊妹，既然试探是天天都有。
Since temptations happen every day.
既然是随时随处都有。
And it happens around us everywhere.
到底我们要让这个试探成为我们的危机，让它来破坏，来摧残我们呢？
It's up to us whether it will become a crisis to destroy us.
还是我们要让它成为我们一个爱主的机会，成长的机会，而给我们带来正面的祝福呢？
Or we can make an opportunity for us to grow and to love God.
关键在乎你，在乎我。
It is all up to our choice.
所以新生命的挑战。
So the testing of this new life.
生命的考验
and the challenge of this new life,
就是我们一生会面临各式各样的试探和试炼
that we will face temptations and trials all through our life.
我决定相信我们都在试探面前曾经投降失败过
I'm sure we have surrendered and yielded to temptations before.
我们也相信都被试探带来的后果伤害过
and we have been harmed and hurt by the consequences of temptation.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不起来对抗它
if we do not rise up and resist,
这个问题只会越来越严重
this problem will become even worse.
它会从你扩展到你的家庭
It will enlarge the area from you to your family.
会从你的家庭扩展到教会
And from your family to heart, the church.
会从教会对这个世代
And then to this world.
对神的旨意
And to God's will.
让我们起来一起靠着主
So by God's grace.
我再说
Let me say it again.
蚊子可能在我们周围
Yes, mosquitoes may be around us.
不准它落到我的身上跟我发生关系
Don't let it land on my body to have anything to do with me.
私欲怀的胎就生出罪来。
When the desires give birth to sin.
所以什么时候发现，什么时候我们赶逐它。
Whenever you find, you discover it, stop it.
而让我们的生活设下保障，弄蚊帐也好，关好门窗也好。
So protection, protective boundaries, like close the windows or have a mosquito net.
不让仇敌的伤害再那样自由的来伤害我们。
Don't let the enemy freely harm us.
我们唱一首短歌662首。
Let's sing a short song. 660.
我们站起来唱好吗
？Let's stand up and sing.
魔鬼的时候
we resist and rebuke the devil with faith.
魔鬼要逃开的
the devil will flee.
弟兄姊妹，你我的思想，你我的生活，都需要被主做一个大的大扫除啊。
The Lord needs to cleanse our thoughts and our life.
因为我们可能太松散了
because our life is too loose.
生活里面太多的试探，自由的来侵害我们
and so that temptations come freely to hurt us.
不管大人，不管孩子
adults and the young people the same.
主啊，今天早晨我们在这里请求大家
and this morning I beseech you.
我们都勇敢地把自己的心把自己的生活摆在主的面前
that bravely we open up our life and our heart before God
我们求主在我们里面给我们一个清洁的心
we ask that God will create a clean heart
让我们里面重新有一个正直的灵
that once again there will be a right spirit within us
让我们的生活是被洁净的
that our life is cleansed
我们在试探面前是刚强的
and we will be strong before temptation
弟兄姊妹我们需要起来
we need to rise up
为着自己
For ourselves,
为着下一代
for our next generation,
为着神在幕后的时候他旨意的成就
for the fulfillment of God's will in the last age
我们要勇敢地起来面对他
we need to stand up and firmly face it
我们最后再唱我们唱轻快勇敢一点
again
靠主耶稣被得胜他永是我救主他是我他买我却是我的主
中间的转捩点就在于这个唤醒这个 wake up call
and the turning point is this wake up call
神要叫我们一心来归向他
God wants us to turn to him with all of our hearts.
要撕裂心肠，不是只是撕裂衣服的来归向他。
Don't just tear up our robes, but tear up our hearts.
弟兄姊妹，我们长期被罪恶捆绑吗？
We've been bound by sin for a long time.
我们长期在试探面前那样子的无奈无助吗？
And we're so hopeless and helpless before sin.
或者连今天你都还继续活在试探捆绑之中吗？
Or even today you're still living in the bondage and temptation.
我们求主耶稣今天早晨呼召我们回转。
May the Lord call us today to return.
没有一个人在拖延。
That no one will keep delaying.
没有一个人在存侥幸的心理。
Or try to push our luck.
哦，没有一个人在任凭仇敌来伤害我们。
Or let the enemy freely harm us.
我们都回到主的面前。
Let's turn back to the Lord.
让主今天早晨他的光搜寻我们。
May His light search our hearts.
他的宝血洁净我们。
And His precious blood cleanse us.
他的圣灵充满我们。
The Holy Spirit fill us.
让我们的生活被主真正的更新。
That our life will be renewed by God.
能够在试探面前我们站立得住。
And we will be able to stand before temptation.
一同来领受生命的冠冕。
And we will receive together the crown of life.
我们每一个人有一分钟为自己、为自己的家、为教会祷告。
Let's pause for 1 minute to pray for ourselves, for our families, and for our church.
Be true to yourself and to God.
Amen.
要对自己、对神都要真实。
Amen.
没有隐瞒的去面对神。为着自己在你面前呼求。
Lord, we cry out for ourselves before you.
主啊，你赦免我们。
Lord, forgive us.
赦免我们在这么多试探面前曾经失败。
Forgive our failures before temptation.
甚至赦免我们到如今，我们还让试探这样子猖狂的来破坏我们。
Or even today, we still let temptations hurt us.
主啊，今天早晨让我们都坦然无惧的来到你施恩座前。
This morning we boldly come before the throne of grace.
我们接受你宝血在这里洁净和赦免。
We receive the forgiveness and the cleansing of your precious blood.
而让我们能够靠着你，我们来得着应许的帮助。
By your grace we will receive help in time of need.
让我们的生活被你大大的洁净。
That our life will be cleansed by you.
让我们的 lifestyle, 我们生活的管道各方面都被你洁净。
And our lifestyle and every aspect of our life be cleansed.
主啊，复兴我们。
Lord, revive us.
主真的来复兴我们。
Revive us.
不要任凭我们软弱下去。
Do not let us continue in our weakness.
不要任凭我们降服在仇敌的面前。
Do not let us kneel before the enemy.
是的，你呼召我们。
Lord, call us.
哦，那个 wake up call 今天临到我们每一个人。
May the wake up call come to every one of us.
让我们都一心的来归向神。
That we will turn back to God.
让我们撕裂心肠的来归向神。
And tear up our hearts and return.
你说忧伤痛悔的心。
Lord, you will not despise sorrowful and contrite hearts.
今天早晨要来洁净我们。
Lord, cleanse us this morning.
赐下乐意的灵来扶持我们。
Give us a willing heart and help us.
我们把我们在座的每一个人都交在你的手里。
We commit every one of us here in your hands.
不管过去怎样。
No matter what we did in the past.
不管今天以前是怎样。
No matter what happened before today.
主啊，这个时候我们来到你的面前。
At this moment we come before you.
我们向你支取赦免，支取恩典。
We receive your grace and forgiveness.
给我们力量。
Give us strength.
给我们一个积极的灵。
Give us a positive spirit.
我们要把每一个试探当作是我们蒙恩的机会。
That we will take every temptation as an opportunity to receive your blessing.
我们要来拣选神。
And we will choose God.
让我们的生命能够长进。
That our life will grow.
让基督的性格能够塑造在我们里面。
And the nature of Jesus will be formed in us.
谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
主啊，我们不要等到我们回家以后才来解决这个问题。
是的。
主啊，我们就在这一个时刻，主啊，我们向你来呼求，
Amen.
把那个得胜的能力已经在这个时候你已经给我们了。
Amen.
让我们知道怎么样来支觉。
Amen.
圣灵就住在我们的里面。
Amen.
哦，那个得胜的能力就住在我们的里面。
Amen.
我们要在这里宣告，在我们里面的比世界的更大。
Amen.
哦，我们要唱哈利路亚，耶稣已经得胜。
Amen.
我们在这里真的是为着自己，为着我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，不论是我们眼睛看得见的，或是我们在远方看不见，所有神的儿女，我们都向你来呼求。世界的力量要从我们身上脱落，罪的权势不能够站在我们的里面作王，因为我们是属神的一般人。哦，耶稣基督，神的儿子，用他最宝贝的血，最宝贵的血，把我们从罪的权势下已经赎出来了。我们赞美你。
Amen.
我们赞美你的得胜。今天罪也不在我们身上作王。
Amen.
耶稣是我们的王。
Amen.
我们要靠着他来得胜。
Amen.
谢谢你，愿意你在我们，哦，主啊，我们在这里在试探面前站立得住的时候，我们的神，我们的救主得着一切的荣耀。
Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
阿门。